You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
December the 4th, 2020, Battleground, Georgia. Specifically, January 5, Senate runoff elections. Two Republican senators of Georgia facing their Democrat opponents. Millions upon millions of money dumped into that area and that battle because what happens and what's at stake is control of the Senate. And basically, the future of America. If the current votes all hold and Joe Biden becomes president, the Senate will be held by the Republicans if they can win these two seats or at least win one of them. If Democrats get those two seats, then the Senate will also be held by Democrats and they hold the House. There'll be no check and balance. So today, Joe Biden took to Twitter urging folks in Georgia, if you're not registered, do so by Monday's deadline. Our work isn't over. Remember to vote. Let's flip the Senate. In the meantime, we have voter questions about the 2020 presidential election in Georgia, as we do in other states. But despite testimony offered yesterday, and I'm going to share some of that with you in the next hour here. Despite some of the testimony offered and video, today the Fulton County Board of Registration and Elections decided to recertify the results of the 2020 race in favor of Joe Biden. It's a 3-2 vote, pretty much party line. The Secretary of State was questioned and finally delivered some kind of answer about what were in those, quote, suitcases that got pulled out at the election headquarters, the election tabulation headquarters, when everyone was sent home? He's suggesting, well, that's the boxes the ballots were supposed to be delivered in, and they're just maybe taking them out. He doesn't really know. He doesn't know. But a Georgia election chief said that 90-second video of election workers purporting to show fraud was watched in its entirety. And it shows normal ballot processing. I don't think so. It's not normal when you told everyone we're done counting for the night, you can go home. What happened? What were in the boxes? How were they handled? We'll get into that in more detail. And, of course, the cases were being presented yesterday on behalf of the Trump campaign as to the votes in Nevada. And they were pointing out how many dead voted in Nevada. Well, one of the attorneys representing the Democrat Party and Joe Biden said, well, hey, yeah, they might have voted if they got their ballot in before they died. Okay, I'll accept that. All you have to do is look at the death certificate date versus when the ballot would have been sent in. We're waiting at some point today a ruling on all the questions about voting illegally in Nevada. We're waiting for a judge to issue his ruling. He said, I pledge to have a ruling today. It might happen while we're still on the air. If it does, I'll certainly let you know what it is. Vice President Pence saying we are maybe just a week and a half away from likely approval of the first vaccine to protect against coronavirus. Those are the words, Vice President Pence. He said we're that close, maybe just a week and a half away. In the meantime, biotech company Moderna, which has had its vaccines undergoing trials as well, now believes that based on what we've seen, our vaccine would protect someone, give them immunity for up to 3 months after a second shot. We've been wanting to know when are we going to see a coronavirus relief package to help out. Help out, somebody. Nancy Pelosi says, okay, let's start looking at it. You know why they've been waiting? You know what they've been worried about, where she's had the house spending its time up to now? Banning, breeding, and private ownership of big cats, as you might have seen the Netflix documentaries, Tiger King, and approving marijuana. And they did. The House decided today to decriminalize marijuana on a federal level. Oh, and Joe Biden coming forward and explaining how he's hurt his foot the other day. He said, I got out of the shower, I got a dog. The dog dropped a ball in front of me for me to grab the ball, and I'm walking and I grab the ball and I just joking and running and I slipped. He said, not an exciting story. We've got a lot more to come. Stand by, please.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Businesses, restaurants, nursing homes need to be free of COVID. So you should be contacting Wellington Environmental. A professionally trained team will disinfect your facility using powerful but safe disinfectants. And here's something new. Wellington has a line of foggers that you can use to disinfect your own facility. These foggers are in high demand, but Wellington Environmental has some for now. They cost about $500. But my listeners get a big price break, a $100 discount. You save $100 just by saying you heard about it on Larry Connors USA. For more information on getting your personal fogging device or to schedule professional disinfecting, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
We're the red wall to stop socialism, Pelosi, AOC, and everybody else. And I'm really glad to be here with you to try to help my friends David Perdue and Senator Loeffler. You know, I called early on for a signature audit. Obviously, the Secretary of State, per the laws and the Constitution, would have to order that. He has not done that. I think it should be done. I think, especially with what we saw today, it raises more questions. There needs to be transparency on that. I would again call for that, and I think in the next 24 hours, hopefully we'll see a lot more from the hearings that the legislature had today, and we'll be able to look and see what the next steps are.
Those are the words of Governor Kemp, Brian Kemp, Republican, Georgia, on Fox News, the Ingram angle last night, Laura Ingram. And he's talking about the testimony we saw today. That was the testimony that took place yesterday as various witnesses came forward and gave their stories of what they saw going on and that concerned them, that it looked like, if not fraud, at least ineptness. And you heard the governor say, I have called on the Secretary of State that he has to do it to order a signature audit of the votes. Well, the Secretary of State apparently is not going to do that, which, by the way, he is also labeled with an R, as in Republican. But I guess he's decided not going to bother. Now, that's talking about the 2020 vote from November, the presidential election. It's not just looking at what happened then. It's what is in place now going forward to the January 5 Senate race taking place in Georgia. You know the story by now. Two Republican senators up for re-election at the same time. Right now in the U.S. Senate, Republicans hold 50 seats. At least they've got 50 on their side. They have an R behind their name. Mitt Romney, I might question, Susan Collins, so forth and so on. But aside from that, the actual number. And the Democrats have 48. with these two seats up in play. If the Democrats win both contests in Georgia, you got a 50-50 split party-wise in the U.S. Senate. Any bill that has to be broken with a tie-breaking vote will be put in front of Senator Kamala Harris. I'm sorry, Senator, she had been, but now would-be Vice President Kamala Harris, because the vice president casts the deciding vote on any tie. That's why this is so critical. So we're looking at what just happened, what went wrong, what went right, not only for the presidential election, but how it might spill over one way or the other for the Senate race. And in the midst of all of this, there are some some Republicans that are making noise, basically telling voters don't even bother. I brought this up yesterday with our guest, James Hurston, and he was saying, I got the impression they were just saying that because Senators Loeffler and Perdue, the two Republican senators in Georgia, haven't shown you that they are worth your vote, that until they show you that they're going to do more for you, they don't deserve your vote. Well, my impression had been, and I hadn't had a chance to see it in full, is that no, what some Republicans were doing, specifically Lynn Wood, one of the attorneys working with Sidney Powell on some of these fraud cases in Georgia, was saying that, no, you just shouldn't even bother voting because it's already been it was rigged the wrong way last time, and many of you, if you don't have your faith in it, just stay home. Well, if they stay home, that means the Democrats are going to sweep Georgia Senate seats and have control of the White House, the U.S. House of Representatives, and the U.S. Senate. I want you to hear from Lynn Wood. He's with Sidney Powell, both attorneys, both fighting for the Trump camp, supposedly. But Lynn Wood makes a remark well above just saying if Senators Loeffler and Kelly have not done what you want, Perdue, I should say, not done what you want, then they don't deserve your vote. Here's where he makes the break that I hope to hell people are not thinking, okay, maybe I should just stay home. Just listen.
Why would you go back and vote in another rigged election? For God's sakes, fix it. You got to fix it before we'll do it again. They've already got 800,000 absentee ballots.
800,000 absentee ballots. But as he was saying, basically just boycott it. You already had fraud. Why would you go back until it's fixed? Well, because it's critical. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas. I'm going to read his statement here. I don't know who this clown is. He's referring to Lynn Wood. He said, I don't know who this clown is, but anyone saying America would be better off with Chuck Schumer as majority leader, producing huge tax increases, the Green New Deal, massive amnesty, and a packed Supreme Court destroying the Bill of Rights is trying to mislead the people of Georgia. Apparently someone did a background on Lynn Wood's voting record and political donations. They show, according to these records, he voted in every general election back to 2000. He had not voted in a Republican primary since 2004, but requested Democrat ballots 2006, 8, 10, and 18 primary, even when Trump was president for the midterm elections in 2018, he requested a Democrat primary ballot in Georgia and voted for Democrats in that primary while Trump was backing his candidates across the nation for midterm. And there's a report. Let me cite the source for you. This is from Breitbart. You may or may not question them, but I'm going to give you the source. I always want to do that because I'm not trying to hide anything from you. And there is a thin line between credit and blame. If they are right, they get all the credit for this. If they're wrong, they're going to get the blame. But according to their inquiry, Wood has donated more than $40,000 over more than a decade to Democrats at federal and state level, including Barack Obama and Perdue's former Senate opponent, Michelle Nunn, and Stacey Evans, who was the 2018 Georgia gubernatorial candidate. Wood is denying it, saying, no, I still support Donald Trump. Breitbart is dishonest. Historically, I'm nonpartisan. This year, I was partisan because I loved Donald Trump. And he listed various Republicans he had contributed to. President Trump, President Trump called Lynn Wood after those remarks. And Sidney Powell, the other attorney. He said, I appreciate you guys fighting for election integrity, but you got to stop telling Georgia voters to boycott the runoff election. Lynn Wood, whether or not he's partisan to Democrats, posing as a Republican, look at what he's telling you to do. Don't vote in this election. It's been rigged previously. Why vote again if it's another rigged election? And as Senator Cruz says, what kind of clown is this? And Governor Kemp, Georgia Governor Kemp, Republican, had this reaction to Lynn Wood.
All that is going to do is give the Democrats everything they want. It's going to give the radicals everything they want. I mean, this is literally the firewall. So I think we all have to pull together and figure out what have we got to do to assure people that their vote's going to count.
And that's critical. And it's amazing that you have to be distracted in this race in Georgia right now among Republicans. Well, there's no sense me voting. I mean, I voted last time and they stole the election from us. I know that's an allegation, not a proven fact for many. I understand that. But to be told that, well, because it happened once, it might happen again, so I'm just not going to bother doing it. That's the last thing you do. You do understand. If you don't vote in any election, I don't care if it's a local, state, or federal, if you either don't like either candidate or you think it's going to be fraud anyway, you just say, well, I'm not going to vote. You do know you did vote. You voted. By not casting a ballot, you have voted. The timing of this is just phenomenal. And then, of course, we have this whole issue of some of this testimony that was offered yesterday from various poll watchers as to what they saw going on. Senator Perdue. One of the Senator David Perdue, Republican, one of those two senators running in Georgia, said these allegations and this testimony from these folks and this thing about these boxes being pulled out from under a table that's been draped and no one could even see the boxes were under all this time. Well, it's enough for him to say, I think that we certainly have something that needs to be examined.
But this is a very serious issue. Look, up until 2020, Georgia didn't have this problem. This is all a result of a consent decree that came out of a lawsuit. And we've just got to put a stop to this because the anomalies that happened in November cannot happen in January. And we've got to do everything we can in December. Our team right now is focused on getting the vote out in Georgia and making sure that everybody that voted in November understands what's at stake and comes back out and votes.
As he pointed out, we've just changed all of this absentee balloting stuff going into this election. And yeah, there are a lot of questions about some of these ballots that came in. When did they come in? How were they handled? I'm going to get into that in more detail before we wrap up this hour. And some of the information being supplied by those who were inside and under sworn testimony, when you hear them describe some of the ballots they saw and how they were handled, well, let me put it this way. Let's say you're a Democrat and your candidate was at the other side of the story. You'd have every reason to be raising the same questions, every reason. If you're going to be honest about it, there's not anyone out there that can say honestly that if the situation were reversed, they would say, yeah, let's just give up, forget it, it's all good, and walk away. How do I know that? I know that by watching what's happened over the last 4 years since Trump went into office. It's been resist, attack every step of the way. That doesn't prove any current fraud or even malfeasance, but it proves an attitude, and it's been a supercharged, on steroids attitude. Hate Trump, destroy Trump. But I would concede with you, if the situation were reversed, and you had Democrats coming forward and say, look how these ballots were handled. What about these cases? I mean, I would be there with you. And you know where you would also find much, much more coverage on this? Mainstream media. They did not give any real time whatsoever to the testimony in Georgia yesterday or even the revelation about these boxes being pulled out from under the table. They just kind of ignored it. In the first hour, I ran parts of an extended interview that Wolf Blitzer of CNN had with Senator Mitt Romney. He did not once ask, what do you think about those boxes? What do you think about some of the testimony in Georgia? What about the testimony in Nevada? They don't ask any tough questions. They don't want to know the answer. Now, Governor Kemp has been at odds with President Trump, if you believe a lot of the stories lately. Governor Kemp addresses that point when we continue. Please stand by.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I'm frustrated like he is. A lot of people are. The president, as I said many times, he's a fighter. You know, we've had a few battles, but nobody worked harder for Donald Trump before November 3rd, and I've continued to support his efforts in the campaigns any way that I legally could post the election, and I'll continue to do that. And one of those was supporting the legal process to play out.
The words of Governor Kemp of Georgia saying, no, I understand the president's upset, and folks might have thought he was angry at me, and I understand. But we're good friends. We have our differences, but I'm still doing the best I can for him. He said, I did call for voter signature verification previously. I need the Secretary of State to do it. He said, it's concerning what I've seen from testimony yesterday and video of these boxes being pulled out from under the table. But he said, I've done everything I can to help the president. Well, I'll let the president and Kemp work that out. Earlier today, before we went to air, I put up a promotion on Larry Connors USA Facebook, what we're going to be covering today, including these questions about allegations from those who are working inside the Election Central in Fulton County, vote tabulation center, I should say, and what they saw and what raised suspicions for them. And, of course, that, and, of course, the question about those boxes, which we're still going to spend more time on, and the issue that they've got the fox guarding the chicken house when it comes to verifying Dominion and how it operates, the Dominion voting system. So let me read some of the reaction already. One of them, Gary, says 45 states have already certified their election, and he wrote that, I think, before today the word came down that Georgia had done the same thing. If his count's right, that'd be 46. And he says, it's already been proven, no fraud. Catch up. Well, Jerry, to that you're wrong. It has not been proven, no fraud. It's still under investigation. But they just can't stand the fact that there might still be a question to be answered. Then I have Joan responding, I am sick and tired of all the evidence against the Democrats and no handcuffs. Well, Joan, again, we don't have specific evidence on the Democrats. I'm going to try to give it to you straight every time, friend. Then I've got one saying that It's over, Larry Stevens. It's over. Let it go. Another one responded to him, it's not over. He said, no, you're delusional. You wish. No, then they're fighting. They're having their own thing going back and forth. That's fine. And then you get some that can't do anything without name-calling, and for that I regret that they can't have a conversation without name-calling, regardless of which side they stand on. But there are major questions still to be resolved. And when we continue, we're going to pick up with some of the testimony offered yesterday ahead of Georgia making its certification vote today. And I honestly will tell you, whichever side you're on, if you want to be honest about it, I don't know how they could recertify based off of what they had on testimony yesterday and then the video that's pulled. I don't think they have the evidence to do that to move forward, but they did. That doesn't mean it won't be challenged. In fact, Senator Lindsey Graham is saying there's still a way to put a halt to what's happening in Georgia. You hear his idea when we continue.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm local tax attorney Lance Drury, and I've represented hundreds of individuals and small businesses in disputes with the IRS. So if you've been contacted for past due tax debt or haven't filed taxes in a while, contact me, Lance Drury. And because each client's case is unique, we'll meet face-to-face and go over your tax situation in detail. Together, we'll develop a strategy to resolve your tax issues. I'm experienced, I know your rights, and I'll give you honest answers. Under my 8-point plan, my firm will file the necessary forms needed to resolve your issue with the IRS, and you won't have to worry about talking to their agents. I'll negotiate on your behalf to get you the lowest settlement allowed by law. At the Lance Drury Law Firm, we want to make sure that you're satisfied with the outcome. So call me now, tax resolution attorney Lance Drury, 314-238-7360, or go to LanceDrurylaw.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
I'm begging the governor to call the legislature back in session, make sure that when it comes to verifying signatures on mail-in ballots, that it's done bipartisan, not a single individual in a county office that may have an agenda that's partisan. That's a simple fix. If you do that, you're probably going to save Loeffler and Perdue from a lot of fraud.
Those are the words of Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina. He's been one of the ones in Georgia pushing for Perdue and Loeffler to keep their seats in the U.S. Senate. And he said, the governor needs to call the legislature into session and make sure that this election is protected, this one coming up January 5. Governor Kemp of Georgia was asked about that, and he said, well, I think that'd be a kind of a slow process. I think the courts are the best way to go, and that's where we are at this point. And again today, despite everything that was presented yesterday, in a 3-2 vote, the Georgia Board of Electors decided to accept and certify the results as they stand. The idea of using a state legislature to overturn the will of voters is based in law. And when you look at some of the states, Republican majorities in key states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona, Georgia, they could be convened to do that, and it's a legal basis in law. But I'll read the quote from the New York Times. A couple of writers looking at it said, but if it were to proceed, it would cause or could cause widespread outrage and be seen as an attempt to subvert the democratic process. Yeah, well, what I'm seeing now seems to be doing the same thing. You know the stories we've heard about the Dominion voting machines. A Georgia official confirmed yesterday that, yes, this is during this Senate government committee meeting yesterday, talking about the election integrity, said, yeah, we did have the machines updated before the election. There were some problems, and we had a fix for it, so we called in somebody to do it. They brought in a company called ProV&V that does the software. And they were looking at all the Dominion systems in the state of Georgia, and they decided, okay, it's all fixed. There's no problem. Everything will work fine. And this official pushing back against any reports of ballots were counted numerous times by the Dominion machines. Well, yesterday, or Wednesday, actually, Dominion Voting Systems contractor, who was at the Detroit Center on Election Day, told the Michigan House Oversight Committee she witnessed at least 30,000 ballots being counted numerous times in Dominion machines. That's Michigan, not Georgia. But again, Dominion says that can't happen. And, yes, we had a group come in and check it out. Well, the firm that audited the Georgia voting machines, as I was just describing for you, looking at the software, has a long history with Dominion. Surprise, surprise? I doubt you are. ProV&V never disclosed its relationship with Dominion. And the Secretary of State of Georgia, who knows that, also did not disclose that past relationship, nor that ProV&V seems to be a small private company operating out of a single office suite. And they came in and they looked at the Dominion machines and said, yeah, it's all good to go. Georgia spent $100+ million on that system from Dominion. And then to make sure it works, they bring in a company that has a long relationship with Dominion, working closely together. So yesterday, in front of the Georgia Senate committee investigating allegations, listen to some of the witnesses. Those who were inside the counting center in Fulton County and what they saw happen. Again, this is their word. Their word. Some had maybe a piece of proof, part proof, maybe not. I will not claim that what they're saying is fact, but you can't say it's all fiction. Please listen.
2,506 felons voted illegally in Georgia. 10,315 or more individuals to vote who are deceased by the time of the election.
I voted in person on October 23rd. I was told that there was an absentee ballot already out for me, but I never requested one. The next day, my mom called the voter center and was told that somebody voted absentee in my name on October 7th.
Those paper ballots were not secure. I don't care if you're a Democrat, a Republican. I hope you'll take what these people are telling you seriously. It's important. The people's voice matters in this country.
That woman almost in tears saying, take it seriously. And even Democrats should be concerned. Let me go through some of the anomalies as they describe them with some of the ballots. One poll manager with 20 years of experience said that regarding several of these ballots, there was a difference in the texture of paper as some were delivered. One stood out for pristine condition. The rest were kind of, you know, they had been handled two or three times or more. She said there was a difference in feel. There were no markings on the ballot that showed their origin, where they processed. She said they stood out. And she added that 98% of these ballots were for Biden. In fact, out of that, she found only two for Trump. And she believes that additional absentee ballots had been added in a fraudulent manner. And she looked at how the tables were being put together. Instead of each auditor counting individually, I mean, that's what they were doing individually, when normally they're supposed to be counting out loud and calling out what they've got. And someone there can verify. It's Biden? Yep, it's Biden. Is it Trump? No, it's Biden. Okay. And then some of the ballots that came in late. And then some of the ballots that came in, and this is very interesting. A batch of the ballots came in, and they had perfectly marked ballots. Reference Biden. The circle for ballot for Biden was perfectly filled in on hundreds and hundreds of them. I don't mean just kind of casually like you would do it if you're voting. It was perfect black bubbles for Biden. Does that prove anything? No. Raises questions, which again, with the question still not resolved, I don't know why the Georgia State Secretary of State helped rush through certification today. But then we have the issue about the, quote, suitcase, supposedly containing ballots that were not open when others were in the room. Now, this testimony comes from a woman who identified herself as an attorney and a Trump volunteer. Jackie Pick, listen to what she says.
They will wait until the witnesses over there in that roped off area, the press and the observers, leave the room. Then you'll see them move into action and begin scanning ballots. Once everyone is gone, coast is clear, they are going to pull ballots out from underneath a table. I saw four suitcases come out from underneath the table.
What's in those suitcases? What happened to them? Well, now, apparently the Secretary of State said, I looked at that and it's wrong. It wasn't what they thought. There were no ballots in them. There were no ballots in them. And she was referring to video that everyone was watching at that point. And you clearly see a guy, everybody's leaving the room except for maybe three people. And then this one guy goes over and pulls this box out from under a table that had been draped so you couldn't see what was under it. He took one of them off in one direction. Somebody else came and got another one, went the other direction. I have a screenshot of one of those events taking place right now at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook, you can see it and add your comments or your thoughts. I cannot tell you what's in those boxes. I can't tell you why they were there. Now, the storyline we're getting now from the Secretary of State after doing, quote, his own inquiry, he's a Republican, is that those were boxes and that ballots had been brought in. And they were empty. They were just moving them. Well, I don't know if there's additional video that will prove that one way or the other. When you have this many questions, don't you think you deserve more than just a indifferent response that is nothing to worry about? And you know how best to always evaluate which side is really wants the truth? If the situation were reversed and Democrats had come forward talking about how they lost this election, here's what all they had, how do you think the mainstream media would cover it for them? And how do you think they would be saying it, what they'd be talking about it? Now, if you can truthfully answer and say, no, that'd go exactly where it is now. If you really believe that, you're pretty wise, I guess, or maybe not. It's very akin to Solomon deciding, do I cut the baby in half? The real mother would say, don't cut the baby. Take a break. When we come back, Biden already talking about resigning. You got to hear this. Stand by, please.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. USA. Larry Connors, USA.
I told you previously that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the day she is no longer elected She will have a job. Mainstream media will hire and make her a big multi-million dollar anchoring one of their programs or give her own program, obviously. But she's accusing Republicans, saying they make fun of me. They mock me as being a waitress. She said they couldn't do that. I bring a work ethic they don't have. They sit around on leather chairs all day. I worked. Well, now, she got a big backlash out of that. Numerous conservatives started sending messages out. One who's a press secretary for HUD Secretary, Dr. Carson, said, I was a waitress for 5+ years through high school and college. Another one, I spent my first week in the Army on 4 hours of sleep a night, digging one hole to fill the hole I just dug before. Another one said, I worked 1,000 doubles, not really that impressive. Another one, during high school, I'd wake up at 4:30 a.m. to work at a school program of kids until I had to go to school. Oh, in my case, I was at one time working, scheduled, 60 hours a week, 10 hours a day, 6 days a week, and going to college, putting myself through college. I had really only 3 days out of the month to call my own because the one day of the week I didn't have free, I was still serving time for the Marines. I didn't complain. It's just what I had to do. I'm sure you did the same thing. I've never mocked Ocasio-Cortez for the work she put in, but now she would have you believe that you're mocking and making fun of her. And, of course, she does not want you to believe she's a capitalist. She believes in socialism, don't you know? But she's got her own little shop set up online. You can go and buy a sweatshirt, $58. Get a shirt with her name or whatever on it and spend money. I mean, she's got her own little merchandising mart set up. I'm not faulting her for that, but it sure seems to be in opposition to a socialist attitude as she pushes private entrepreneurship, does it not? Maybe what she should be is claimed to be a daughter of Congresswoman Maxine Waters. Congresswoman Waters reelected to another term in Congress last month. And you know who gets a lot of money in the process? Her daughter, Karen Waters. She gave about $240,000. Maxine Waters gave about $240,000 from her campaign to her daughter because she was doing work that they called slate mailer services. I have no idea what it was, but apparently they could justify it. It was $240,000. And she got about $200,000 the previous election time. If it's legal, I have no problem with it. But it always gets me how they want to knock Republicans and entrepreneurs and private business people, and yet here they are enjoying the same kind of thing they're claiming is bad for you, as usual, telling you, I know what's best for you, and you just follow my directions. Joe Biden gave an interview the other day with his vice president, Kamala Harris. For the first time, they did that. They did an interview with CNN anchors Jake Tapper and Don Lemon Fruitcake, and actually with Tapper, and then later both Tapper and Lemon were just giddy about how great it was. It went so great. They said, it's so great. It's so great. We heard no fake news or anything else. But there was one part in there, one part in the questioning as to how Biden and Kamala get along together and how they would resolve any differences. Please listen to how Joe Biden responded.
When we disagree, it'll be just like, so far, it's been just like when Barack and I did. It's in private. She'll say, I think we should do A, B, C, or D. And I'll say, I like A, don't like B and C. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. Like I told Barack, if I reach something where there's a fundamental disagreement we have based on a moral principle, I'll develop some disease and say I have to resign.
Whoops. So that's what he said. He told Barack. He said, if I really disagree with you, I'll develop some kind of disease and say I had to resign. I'm not really mocking his stuttering. I'm just saying what he said. I would resign. I would imagine, maybe I'm wrong, I would imagine the moment he said, that's what I told Barack, if we get to that point, that I would resign. I didn't see a camera focusing on Kamala's face, but if there had been, you might have actually seen a light bulb go off inside her head. Resign? Did I hear Joe Biden say resign? Yes, he did. Now, Joe also explained, again, his foot fracture the other day, getting out of the shower, chasing after the puppy. Wet, coming out of the shower, not a good idea. And Kamala's thinking maybe he needs more than one puppy next time. I'm just asking. Hey, I hope you have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday, 1 o'clock. Book it.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.